Now, on last month's show, we read out some of the great responses we've had to the podcast, and we asked what you would like to hear on the show. Claire Boston Smithson emailed in and said, "This is fab. Can we get Farah featured?" Well, the answer is yes. We'll be joining our reporter in just a moment. Before we do, though, Andy, just give us an overview of how Farah fits into the overall business.
Well, Farah's a relatively new operation for us. Still, not that many people realise that we actually operate in the science sector. We've partnered with the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs for getting on for 2 years through a joint venture to commercialise the Food and Environmental Research Agency. And the work that these guys do, it's incredibly important. And it's something that we hope we can actually deliver to a lot more of the commercial sector than this organisation used to do.
Okay, well, Farah Science Limited carries out important work in a number of fields. And our reporter, Lynn Dixon, is at the National Agri-Food Innovation Campus just outside York. And she's getting the lowdown on bees. Lynn.
Thanks, Dom. I'm standing in the middle of 40 beehives with millions of bees flying around. I've got my white suit on, so I'm fully protected. And I'm with Selwyn Wilkins.
Hi, yeah. I'm an ecotoxicologist here at Farah. My main role is to assess the effects of pesticides on honeybees, bumblebees, and sometimes solitary bees.
So I've got smoke coming out of a metal funnel. What are you going to use this for?
This is a smoker, imaginatively named smoker. And it's used to calm the bees down.
Okay, should we do it?
Yeah, cool. So, a little puff at the front. One of the most interesting studies I've done is using something called radio frequency identification tagging.
Okay, so radio tagging the bees.
We tagged 10,000 bees. We stick it on the back of the bee with a little bit of glue, put the colonies on pesticide-treated fields, and we're able to monitor the activities.
Now, Dr. Giles Budge, you're the science lead here for crop and bee health. The work you're doing centres around preventing and curing bee diseases, doesn't it?
They are subject to viruses like we are, bacterial infections, fungal infections like we are. What we do here is we help to inform government control programmes to help to reduce the amount of disease that's out there. So we help the inspectors find the disease, we help with the diagnosis, and then we can come up with various different new ways of helping to treat disease as well.
Now, this groundbreaking work with bees is just one part of the work being done here in this vast world-class facility by more than 350 scientists and experts.
So I'm Professor Rick Mumford and I'm Director of Science. We're right at the heart of those really big global challenges. So climate change, population growth, globalisation, they all impact on food security. So it's about protecting our crops, it's about making sure that the food we eat isn't contaminated with pathogens or chemical contaminants. So it's a whole range of work across making that supply chain both sustainable and safe.
And there, you're just about to see the birth of a bee. Yeah, I always think it's great watching them come out. And see, there she comes,
the head's cool. Out, now the body. That's amazing.
What's better than being out on a sunny day like this with lovely things like this? It's different when it's raining and they're stingy and horrible, but we won't go into that. But yeah, they're cool things to work with, and I consider myself really lucky to be able to do something like this.
Fascinating stuff. As Eddie Izzard once said, if bees make honey, why don't wasps make chutney? It's a very good point. Andy, in just three programmes, we've seen the incredible breadth of Capita, from firefighter training to bees. It's pretty varied work you do, isn't it?
It is varied, and much of it is incredibly important to the UK economy, and certainly the work they do at Farah. It is the scientists that we employ in the Farah business. These are scientists that are world renowned, and certainly the work they did on the with the bees. Bees are incredibly important for the whole of the production of crops throughout the world, and without bees, it creates a real problem. And this is incredibly important research that our scientists are doing. But they do an awful lot more. They were the leaders when there was the issues with horse meat. The scientists there, again, were the leaders in trying to track down the authenticity of the food supply chain. And it's just one of many things that they do around crop and animal welfare.
Many thanks for now, Andy, and we'll be meeting our studio guest next.